You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly B&B prediction edition. As always, our predictions are based on confirmed spoilers and recent episode activity. We've got predictions for Liam and Hope, for Steffi and Brooke, for Hope and Thomas, for Douglas, and of course, for Poppy and Luna. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's just jump right into these. I'm super excited. All right, my first prediction, I think Douglas Forster may act out, maybe a little disobedient after his parents break up. So Douglas, you know, has been so excited that Thomas and Hope are dating. Although we haven't seen it on screen, we heard about it off screen, but apparently Thomas and Hope have been spending a lot of time as a family with Douglas and with baby Beth, who's not really a baby anymore. And Hope talked about them all being a family together. So clearly there's been a lot of family time together we just haven't seen. I don't think, therefore, that Douglas is going to take it very well that Hope and Thomas are breaking up. Now, Thomas, it sounds like, calls them off, but it sounds like the two of them are a united front when they tell Douglas they are no longer dating, which is smart co-parenting despite the split of their romantic relationship. I just wonder if Douglas is going to engage in some scheming, some parent trapping. I mean, show that he's got that meddling Forster side, like when Steffi and Thomas have played little games when they were scheming to get Taylor and Ridge back together, stuff like that. So the official spoilers for Thursday, March 28th, say Hope Logan and Thomas Forster tell Douglas a decision that has been made, and poor little Douglas is very upset. So this is clearly about the breakup. The spoilers for, I think, Wednesday say that Thomas makes a life-changing decision that stuns Hope. So yeah, looks like he is going to do what Steffi said. All right, our second prediction, Steffi and Brooke go to war. And is it the worst it's ever been between them? Maybe. So we have Steffi flat out saying, and there's a sneak peek video that we put up earlier today of a scene with Steffi at Thomas's house that happens on, I think, Tuesday. And Steffi flat out says Thomas is worthy, and basically Hope is the one who doesn't deserve him. That words like that to Brooke Logan are always going to be fighting words, because she thinks Hope is the most perfect creature on the face of the planet, you know, angel wings and all that. And of course, that's how you want your mom to see you, but that's not how Steffi sees Hope at all. You know, she sees, and again, that comment about Hope using him like some twisted sex toy. I can't remember exact phrasing. I laughed so hard at that. I hope she repeats that to Brooke, because that would be hilarious. And then during this argument next week, Steffi basically tells Hope she is turned in to Brooke, and she's doing Thomas the way that Brooke did her granddad and her dad. And then Hope tries to slap her. That's in the promo. We have coverage on that too, if you guys want to see it. Anyway, it's very, very interesting, but Steffi versus Brooke, I think, is going to get vicious. And spoilers for Wednesday the 27th say Steffi versus Brooke as they argue over Thomas and Hope. All right, my third prediction, Hope is lost without Thomas. I think that's how that's going to go. He has been there for her in so many ways. Ways I don't think she's going to, I think she knows the ways he's been there for her, like personally, professionally, being there to help with the kids, being her cheerleader, her lead designer, her lover, giving her all that good, you know. I think she is going to be bereft when she feels that hollow space in her life, that absence. I wonder if he's also going to take a step back from her fashion line, because on the sneak peek video for Tuesday, he said he just couldn't be at Forster because he didn't want to run into her. So if seeing her is painful, he really can't, you know, even work on her fashion line. So I think that there's going to be a big Thomas-shaped hole in her life soon. And I think Hope's going to be reeling and finding out how lost and how crushing it is not to have him in her life. Spoilers for Wednesday the 27th say Thomas makes a life-changing decision that stuns Hope. And then Thursday the 28th, Steffi is thrilled because she got what she wants, says spoilers. And we know what she wants. She wants Thomas to break up with Hope. It looks like it's happening. All right, my fourth prediction, Liam Spencer drops by to salt the wound in Hope's heart. Maybe. Liam has been overly involved lately. He's just like Gossip Girl. Like he's just sitting around just talking about things with people. Like he drops in on Steffi to gossip about her marriage and she's like, get off my marriage, we're fine. And then he starts gossiping about, you know, Hope and Thomas. And then he had that really gossipy lunch with Carter. I mean, Liam obviously doesn't have a plot of his own. So I can totally see him dropping in on Hope at her little sad cabin now that it's empty of Thomas and telling her that he's glad it's over. And maybe he assumes that she broke up with him. Maybe he goes into some, I told you so, Thomas is bad, I knew he'd hurt you, blah, 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 totally misreading things. And then I think Hope's going to have to say, no, you're wrong. I'm the one who hurt him. And of course, Liam will be like, well, good, he deserves it, you know. I cannot even imagine, but I definitely think he might salt the wound and she might get a little annoyed and kick him out. And of course, if Liam stops by to see her, I know a bunch of people are going to say, oh, it's time for their reunion. I don't think it's happening. There are no specific Liam spoilers for this coming week, but this is based on things he was saying last week when he was hanging out with Carter, blah, blahing about Thomas, refusing to acknowledge that he has changed. And then Steffi and Liam talking and her telling Liam that Hope's been behaving badly ever since they split. All right, my fifth and final prediction. I think Poppy Nozawa might do a drastic thing to stop Luna asking about her father. So first she went to Finn trying to get him to fill this father-shaped void in her life. And for me, and I know for a lot of you, that had us suspecting that she was actually talking to the father of her daughter. I feel strongly that either Finn or his dad are the father. And for those saying the age doesn't line up, Bold and the Beautiful made it clear that it does. Finn said to her that he was Luna's age when she was living with them while he was in college. So he was 19 or 20 when Poppy was there. And that was right at the time she got pregnant. So yes, at 19 or 20, he could have gotten his adoptive aunt pregnant if she had, you know, dropped him with some of her medicinal mints and they did the deed. And he didn't remember it, but she did, because at that point she had a tolerance for them because she had been a druggie for years. So I don't know if she's going to fake a paternity test, you know, to convince Luna of something, get somebody to lie and say they're the dad, or maybe come back and say, oh, because you were asking, I went to find him, to look him up, and I saw online he died a couple of years ago. I just think Poppy is so desperate to keep her dirty secret hidden. I think she's going to go to extremes. We know she doesn't have any problem doing drugs and lying. So what's one more bad, bad deed? So we have no specific Poppy spoilers for the week ahead, but the following week that starts April 1st going forward, we should have more of the Luna and Poppy and RJ stuff, because there are Zenday and Luna spoilers for this Friday, the 29th. And that usually leads right into what's coming on Monday's episode. Those are all of our bold predictions that we have. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on these predictions, whether you agree, disagree, think it's going in another way. And be sure and come back every single day, because we are here talking bold 7 days a week on your number one most followed soap opera channel on YouTube. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.